The Sawtooth School for Visual Art has been leading the way in the Piedmont Triad for nearly 70 years, providing art education for all ages, from beginner to advanced skill levels. Sawtooth often showcases the wonderful work of their award-winning teachers and participating artists. One of those teacher artists is Master Bowyer, that's bow as in bow and arrow, by the way, no fiddling, Dane Snodgrass. Some of the oldest primitive weapons discovered have been Neolithic wooden bows. A self-bow was made from a single piece of wood without lamination, and during his 8-week course at Sawtooth that begins April 8th, Dane will introduce the hand tools and techniques needed to craft just such an historic weapon. You'll find links to enrollment information at WFDD.org and just click on Triad Arts. In the meantime, you can see Dane's work at Sawtooth's new exhibit, Out of the Woods. It features the school's wood program as well as some of Dane's colleagues utilizing two-dimensional media with wood as an inspiration. It's free and it opens Friday, April 5th from 5 to 7. After years away, Dane has returned full circle on his journey as a bowyer that began making bows from sticks as a youngster. Well, what was that return like for you?
It was joyful. It was quiet. I could listen to opera. I could listen to the material speaking to me, because wood really does have a voice as a tool moves through it. And if you know what you're listening for or to, it makes it easier.
Can you talk about the sound that the different tools make? What are the tools themselves? And you've referenced keying in on the sound that you're creating as you're making it, having to listen to the opera low. Why is that? How
sure.
is that? Talk about the process.
Well, maybe for the same reason that when I drive, I keep the radio low. I mean, there are so many sensory things that we can take advantage of that will give us clues on what's going on. And tools in material, regardless of what it is just another avenue that you could roll down on. I use really simple tools. I use a hatchet. I use a farrier's rasp, a four-way rasp, and then a hunting knife or something like a cabinet scraper that I can drag and create a subtle wood shaving. Certain species of wood have a very different feel between the early wood and the late wood, or the growth rings. If you look at a piece of oak that's been end cut and maybe sanded where you can see it, the growth rings a little bit better, you'll notice there's a really porous part and there's a more solid part as it go through the growth rings. And it actually has a different sound as you bring the draw knife through it. Osage, which is kind of the holy grail of bow woods, it is native to the South Central Plains. For the most part, it's not native to here.
But in Native American country.
Yeah, Native American country. And it was an item of barter and commerce also, because it was regarded as a preferred wood to make a bow out of. High tensile strength, great compression strength. You can imagine all the stress that wood fibers have to do what you're asking them to do when you make it into a bow. But the tool actually makes a different sound as it goes through that early wood. Part of the challenge with making a bow of a wood of color, which would be like Osage or Black Locust, is that you want to have a continuous growth ring, uninterrupted growth ring, from one end of the bow to the other. And so you have to work through the growth rings to find one that's thick enough you can work with or without flaw, and then you work it gradually all the way to the other end. Part of that gives you an audible cue. I mean, you can actually hear when the draw knife is where it needs to be, and it's so easy to make mistakes and go past where you want to be. It's not unlike sculpture. You know, you keep hacking away until you are left with what you wanted. And so you just have to be careful that you're not too aggressive.
Interesting how sound plays into bow making. I never considered it before.
It may not for everybody, but it's a big clue for me.
That's Master Bowyer Dane Snodgrass. You can see his amazing bows at the Sawtooth School for Visual Art in Winston-Salem. The exhibit Out of the Woods opens there on Friday, April 5th from 5 to 7. The exhibit and reception are free and open to the public. Dane will be joined by a group of highly skilled sawtooth wood artists, including Mona Wu and her woodcut prints, Jim Terry and his vessels, and several others. You'll find links at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. You can find out more about Dane's bow-making classes at Sawtooth there as well. Classes begin April 8th. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.